Hey man, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Whatever you're thinking about is creating your emotional state. Whatever you're thinking about is creating how you're feeling, what your experience is. How we think about our situation, how we think about what's going on around us is causing how we feel about that to happen. In relationships, wanting to improve them, deepen them, make them more passionate, more connected, that sort of thing, or dealing with some kind of disconnection, you know, affair or breakup or divorce, potential separation. His focus has moved back away from what it was on, which was him and his future and how he was going to move forward and creating lots of opportunities for him to be able to enjoy his life, and back towards her, back towards the situation, back towards what isn't happening, what he wants to be different, what needs to change. And of course, everything that I'm talking about there, the circumstance, the people, the definition of what's happening in the dynamic in the relationship, all that stuff is totally outside his control. Totally outside his control. And so when you're thinking about it, you're trying to find what's the angle, what's the route, what's the right path, what do I need to do to get what I want, or trying to ruminate on what's going on with the other person, projecting, analyzing, guessing, trying to find out what it is that the other person is thinking, or if something changes in the situation and you're trying to work out, well, how do I make it different? What do I need to do? Most of the time we're focused on something that we can't control, something that is controlled by somebody else. The majority of stuff is totally outside our control. Even when we think we've got something nailed, even when we think we've got something totally analyzed and we've got all the answers, there's always something that can happen. There's always something that can come out of left field and make things a little bit more unpredictable. You never quite know. You can never quite analyze things perfectly to have all the angles covered. So then it comes down to, okay, well, what can I do? How do I stop all of the negative feelings and emotions and stop myself feeling anxious and get back onto the path that I was on before? It's how you think about your situation. It's how you think about the events. It's how you think about the people in your life and what meaning you give to those thoughts. So how you interpret what they're doing, what they're saying, how you interpret what's happened to mean something about you and your life, and to mean something about what options you have, what opportunities you have, how that limits you and stops you from being able to do or create the kind of experiences that you want to have. You can always create whatever it is that you want to have. You always have a choice. We just struggle with that. We're so used to the behavior patterns and the things that we struggle with. We're so used to struggling with those for so long, especially in a long-term relationship or a long career at the same place, or dealing with certain people, family members or whatever that you've known for such a long period of time. We're so used to having to battle in certain ways or having to deal with people in certain ways that we kind of argue that point and say, no, I don't have a choice. This is how it is. It's them, or we're pointing the finger and blaming elsewhere. But you always have a choice. You always have a choice. You can always choose something different. You can always choose a different path. And it starts with how are you thinking about the problem? How are you thinking about the problem? How are you thinking about yourself and your options? What meaning are you giving to that? And then once you get clear on, okay, now I'm bringing my focus back to what I can do, what I actually have any control over, which is my decisions, my actions, any choices that I make. Now you've got an option to take some action. And that's the thing that makes the biggest difference. And so in this kind of situation, I'm always starting with where your focus is here, right? Your focus is on her or on the relationship. Your focus is on this struggle that you're having with a person in your life, with family member or work or whatever it is. That's where your struggle is, and that's where your focus is, because you're trying to control that, but you can't. And so bringing it back to what can you control, which is you, what are you going to do? What action are you going to take? And so oftentimes we'll start with, what are you doing to take care of yourself? And I always love to say, What are you doing that's fun in your life? And so many times the answer to that question is, oh, I don't even really know what is fun for me. You know, I've been so focused on providing and being a good father and being a good husband and all the rest of that stuff that I've kind of let go of the stuff that was fun. Or maybe I've never even really known what my passion was, what I'm really interested in, what fulfills me and satisfies me. I just have always got that from the relationship, and now that's kind of changing. Okay, well, that's a place we can start then. That's the place to start. So that's when you start taking some action, start identifying some things that could be fun to do. And it can feel weird because you're taking time away from the family, you're taking time away from other people when you think, surely I should be working on that stuff more. If it's struggling, then I need to improve it. But in actual fact, it's the best possible thing that you can do. Being able to focus on yourself, the self-care piece, is what gets you into a position of being able to create completely different interactions with people, being able to bring a completely different version of you into those interactions, being able to feel more fulfilled and feel more satisfied and start having a little bit of a fascination with your life again. Start having a little bit of a feeling of enthusiasm and excitement. And this is what happens with the guys that we coach. We often speak to them at a point of crisis, but halfway through the process, we start hearing things like, I'm not so anxious anymore. I've even started to look forward to this. This process is taking me from worrying about stuff and into feeling excited about what options I've got in my future. So this is what we would love to help you with. This is what we love to do. Steve and I absolutely love finding out who you really are, finding out what it is you really, really enjoy in life, finding out what fulfills you, what excites you, and then being able to bring that out of you and bring that into all the areas of your life. And it's a fantastically fun process. And the good thing is, it's kind of fail-proof. We define who you are and how you love to be as a man on the way that you enjoy being, on the things that you enjoy doing. Right? And if there's anything in your life that doesn't align with that, then that doesn't stay in your life much longer. You just end up creating a life of fun, fulfillment, happiness, excitement, opportunity, passion, connection, love, all the good stuff. But you have to commit to it. So this is what we're always inviting you into. If you say you want more of this, then you have to make a commitment. You have to choose it. You have to say, I choose something more for me. And if you do, this is exactly what we would love to help you with. Okay, take care, guys. Speak soon. Bye.